This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Weekly discussion for an hour of what's going on in the world of technology. Tech Talk time with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. Later in the hour, we'll be joined by Greg Stebbin. Is the discussion about the iPhone over now? Has everybody sort of settled down? The excitement is over? Or is there still something? Is there another shoe left to drop when it comes to this information about what's highly anticipated from Apple?
There's still some aftermath. People are still talking about the headsets and and the adapters or the lack of adapters that you'll have to have all of your equipment, like your microphone, that's your USB microphone and all these other things. Now, how are you going to plug them in? And then the biggest conversation about it is, well, what if I want to listen on my headphones and charge my phone at the same time? Because there's only one port. So now there's an adapter that you would have to buy, and that adapter costs $30. So there's still a lot of conversation about it. And then, you know, do we need to go digital? The old one was an analog jack that we plugged our old headsets into. And do we get better sound quality by using digital? Well, you're compressing a file down to a mushy MP3, and it doesn't really make any difference anyway. So there's still some hype about it. But you know what, and Victoria, I don't know whether you've seen this. One of the more interesting conversations I heard about this was on Leo Laporte's tech show after the phone was released. And they were talking, and they were actually doing a conversation as the conference was going on and as they were talking about it. And one of the conversations was how the sensor in the iPhone camera is now better for different color skin and different skin pigments.
Interesting.
And that's what I thought. I was like, and so basically they're calling it the more inclusive camera because it will be able to shoot black people and darker skin colored people and have good results. Whereas before, it was hard to get good results on different darker skin colors. So I was reading about this just now, and it basically goes back to when film was invented. They process color, the filter, when the shutter opens and light hits the film. There's basically R, G, and B, red, green, and blue, and it filters out and looks for those colors. And until recently, they haven't tried to change any of that to try and get different skin tones. So I thought that was a pretty fascinating kind of conversation on the new iPhone.
That is really interesting, and I would imagine the 7 Plus, the larger model, is the only one with the dual lens. I think the big takeaway from all the iPhone announcements, it's all about the camera. So there's controversy with the earbuds, the AirPods, and whatever, you know. But, yeah, people seem the most excited about the camera options, and that's another great detail. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so the end is not in sight for the enthusiasm and the excitement wrapped around.
You're
going to
be talking about it for a few months because it's
I'm going to be talking about it for a few months?
Yeah, because they're going to start hitting the ground in a couple of weeks, and people are going to start talking about whether, you know, oh, my God, it bends. Oh, my God, my hair got stuck in it. Oh, my God, the battery life. So we're going to be talking about the iPhone.
I'm talking about it. If Uri Geller can bend it like he did the last one, then I'll be talking about it.
Well, and the other news headlines, which I know are going to come, the iPhone hit shelves the 16th, I think.
Yeah.
And the Mercury is still in retrograde, so if you buy a new piece of electronics, if you know about Mercury in retrograde, it's the wrong time to do that. So there are probably going to be a lot of mishaps and bug fixes and updates and all that stuff that kind of
Apple should hire
anyway.
Victoria. Why aren't they talking?
I just don't understand.
I
know. I mean, why would they release a new model during Mercury in retrograde? Just don't get it. I don't get it.
Really, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Anybody who does anything, starts any new initiatives in this 3-week period is out of their mind.
And these people are from San Francisco. You'd think they'd be in touch with all of this stuff, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, you'd think they'd be on it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, good point. All right, we have the iPhone 7. Let's put that aside. And we're going to get to twagging in a moment. You know what twagging is? You don't know what twagging is? Even I know.
He's going to up us.
Twagging. No, I won't. I may up you, but I'm not sure I'm going to up Victoria. I think she knows what
we'll see. What's up yours when we come back?
We can take yours, up yours, and do whatever you want with yours, Richie. It's 12 and change past the hour.
Lionfish are cool to see, but stings are painful and on the rise as their numbers increase. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what to do if a lionfish stings you.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Lionfish possess spines that transport venom into puncture wounds. The injuries can be extraordinarily painful. Soaking the wound in non-scalding hot water to tolerance will likely relieve the pain from a lionfish sting. Of course, if the injured person appears intoxicated or is weak, vomiting, short of breath, or unconscious, seek immediate advanced medical care. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
All right, 15 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden twagging. Nerds of the world, unite. Or maybe the female nerds of the world. This is an acronym that has been used in Silicon Valley. Twagging refers to what the wives and girlfriends of techies do. T-W-A-G, techie wives and girlfriends. Good God, mm-hmm. Who came up with this?
Twags, yeah. Used well, to describe it's based the from wags, right? It started from there.
Wives and girlfriends, yeah, right.
Of so, athletes is where it yeah. started, yeah.
Right, okay. These are women dating sports stars, so now these are the women dating the folks running technology in Silicon Valley. So what's the difference between a guy who's an athlete and a guy who's a... Can you be an athlete and a tech star? Most people think that they're nerdy, but that doesn't mean
nerdy. There's certainly plenty of examples for that, but, you know, in general, no, you're either...
Yeah, you're kind of, yeah. Well, look, these nerds have so much money, and a lot of girls say, you know...
Let's go get the money.
Younger, yeah, well, a lot of girls also say when you're younger, you want the hot guy who's the jock, like, you know, the, what's his name, Jimmy Garoppolo from the Patriots, right. My current obsession.
Yeah,
but, you know, but nerds make better boyfriends, and they're more loyal, and you're not going to really have a whole lot of competition. Except these guys now have a lot of money. So
there's Miranda Kerr, who's engaged to the founder of Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Emma
Do
Watson.
You know Miranda, and just to put this in context, Miranda Kerr's ex-husband is Orlando Bloom. So she's a Victoria's Secret model married
Skinny
to
model.
A super hot British actor, and now she's engaged to the nerd.
All right. Okay, here's Emma Watson, who's dating William Mack the Knight from, what company does he run? He's working at some software company. Lily Cole, the supermodel, has been labeled... for her dates with Twitter founder Jack Dorsey, a founder hounder. Some women are claiming the term is offensive. Really? Geeks have always been better boyfriends than rock stars or actors or sports stars. Yeah. Reliable.
Right.
All right.
So, hey, nerds are in right now.
Right. Well, nerds are us. Nerds
plus,
are
they
in.
Don't have the ego or the self confidence that the jocks do. So
does this give it to them?
No, they absolutely think that this hot chick is going to leave them at any moment. So they're doing everything and anything they can to hold on to her because they know that Jimmy Garoppolo from the New England Patriots is going to be their next boyfriend. There's no way I can hold on to this woman. She's way too hot for me.
Yeah, that's a good
kind of like.
Isn't that awful? What does that tell you? That's your wife?
My wife is way too hot for me.
Really? Aww.
So is she looking around?
No, she's not looking around. She's totally happy. I just don't feel like she is because she's way too hot for me.
But that's going to make you the perfect husband. You're always worried about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not worried about it, but I just...
No. You need to be relaxed. You need to have...
To keep with our football stuff. You outkicked your coverage.
Without a doubt.
No, seriously, you shouldn't be. I think you ought to...
My wife is much hotter than I am on the scale.
She's got a lot better figure than you do. And
is there a picture of Janet? I've never seen her.
We both have curves, for sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yours is a pear. And not the same pear that she's got.
She's on my Facebook page, Victoria.
Okay. Yeah, you can see her with the kids. But the point here is, well, I guess there are a couple of points. The way the world changes, but doesn't this speak to the way this is being handled to the superficiality of some women, and don't women, I would think that women would object to that, or are they creating themselves?
These geeks aren't marrying ugly chicks, they're waiting for the Victoria's Secret supermodels just because they have money.
Are they waiting for them? They go find them. Yeah, that's the other side of it. Money gives you opportunity, and they go, okay, I like the picture of that woman. They say to their assistant, find that woman. How can I find that woman? Now, which objectifies all of this stuff. It becomes very, the objectification of women, and in this case, the guy who's the new quarterback of the Patriots, Victoria's all gaga. She couldn't even complete a sentence a half hour ago looking at a picture of this guy.
Totally.
I mean, looked at him. He can't be any better looking than I am, mind.
Yeah, you can be a lot better looking than you are.
No, no. Nope. All right, so anyway, you get the idea. I think that we all have something to sell. You got to understand who you are, understand what
you really
have.
Think you're that good looking.
Do I?
Yeah.
Go
Google this guy and tell me if you really think you're in his class.
I think for somebody who's in my wheelhouse, I think that I am
So for your age, you, are you a good-looking guy and in good shape for your age? Yeah. But come on, dude. We all have to admit there's somebody out there that's a little better looking. Just like
of
we
course,
are.
There always
than
is.
Others. Yeah. I mean, I'll walk down the street and say, oh, I'm much better looking than that guy.
Yeah.
But then I'll see this guy and go, oh, man.
But you see, it's all object. It's nothing. You don't know whether this guy can even, whether he's able to put a sentence together.
Victoria doesn't care.
She does it. Okay.
Oh, please.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tech Talk Hour, the Good Day Tech Talk Hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden will be joined by our friend, the author, when we make our debut in the second half hour. Greg Steadman will be here. Instagram has tackled one of its most highly requested features, and this is the photo thing. Well, I think there are a couple of things with Instagram. Maybe you'd like to talk about, we were earlier addressing how it is sort of syncing up with the new iPhone, but I think there are this is the poor lighting issue. Is it what? No, wasn't there something before the i7 that addressed the lighting? It seems
yes.
to me there's another. I think you guys briefly mentioned at one point in time how there was another lens, and there are two lenses.
Filters.
Well, no, there are two lenses on the new iPhone 7 Plus. Yes, in the filters after you take the picture, when you go onto Instagram, you have to choose one of the filters, and essentially it kind of fixes the picture, because it fixes the quality of it. And so Instagram has done that now to help. There's an automatic thing when you are about to take a picture with Instagram. If you see a little half moon that pops up, you can hit that button and it will help you adjust the lighting. But now that they're moving on to the iPhone 7, they have a whole new set of filters just for the iPhone 7. Instagram really is trying hard to appeal to iPhone users.
So how does that help them in terms of their either usership, if that's a word, or new people that will sign up for Instagram? Will this help in that area? Presumably that's what they're trying to do, is get more people to use their service. We've signed up seriously.
Well, they want to keep the people they have, and as more people migrate over to iPhone, they want to have it's a great selling point for Instagram.
Who's their competition?
Oh, there's all kinds of photo.
I think Flickr is probably the biggest competition to Instagram, and that's a very PC. I think it's a Microsoft property.
They're owned by Yahoo.
Yahoo, okay.
Mm-hmm. But which Flickr, is about to get sold off.
Right, yeah. So Flickr is definitely, I'd say, the biggest rivalry to Instagram.
Really?
But bottom line is you know, you've got a camera that you carry around in your pocket, and it's not a professional camera, and it may not take professional shots. So here are some filters that we can use to enhance your photos or put effects on them that make your photo cool and different. And that's the whole filter.
I just went to the Flickr website. I just Googled Flickr, went to Flickr, and it's asking me to sign up using my Yahoo. Mm-hmm. Why? Yeah. You couldn't sign up with Gmail, or you sign up with
It's owned by Yahoo.
Oh, it is.
So it's much like with Gmail, with YouTube, you'd have to have a Google.
So you can't just get access to it until you.
You have to create a Yahoo account to have access to Flickr or Yahoo Mail.
Really?
And Instagram, you don't have to do that. Everyone can use Instagram. So
how is this competing then? Aren't they foolish to make it more difficult to sign up for it?
No, because if you're a PC user, PC and Flickr tend to go hand in hand. And if you already have a Yahoo account, it's very easy to just kind of, like if you have a Google account, everything gets lumped into your Google universe. It's sort of similar with Yahoo.
So, do people belong to both?
I have a Yahoo account and a Google account.
No, I'm talking about
and
Flickr.
An Instagram account. That's three separate worlds.
Do you use Flickr too?
I do. That is my photo backup site that I use.
Oh, okay. So that's Doug's question then. So you use Flickr and Instagram?
I do. I use Instagram as a social platform. I use Flickr as a place to store all of my photos.
Got it. Right. And I think probably a lot of PC users do that too.
Hmm. All right. Well, there'll be pictures posted of Jimmy Garoppolo pretty soon. It looks like at Flickr. 28 past the hour.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay two or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Sotheby's of radio programs. I'm Doug Steffen, technical nerd, or what am I? So many people call me a turd. I think that's there's some kind of a relationship.
Nice.
I'm glad you're not talking about me.
Yeah.
We shan't talk about you that way. We'll only speak about you in glowing terms. Greg Stebbin joins us now on Tech Talk Time, presentation of Good Day. Every week at this time, we get into the world of technology in depth so that I can show everybody how smart I am when it comes to technology, how polished I am, how aware I am of what's going on. And then I can show up my friends Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Greg will be impressed as well. Greg is the author, by the way, of White House Confidential,
It is a professorial overview of the history of our presidents. I think you will find it. It's not academic. It is well written in a style that you can become accustomed to if you read the Technology Report in Menzel Magazine. The book reads just like that. So if you're excited about the world of technology, I'm sort of being tongue-in-cheekish here. I wonder what technology, how would they, that word existed, must have existed when our country got started, and what technology has developed. We tend to think of technology now as the things that we hold in our hands or that we use as devices, but technology was the railroad. Technology was the beginning. I mean, technology was fire. When fire was created, the wheel was created. Those are all technological advances, aren't they?
Sure. Yeah. How about the cotton gin? And I mean, this country was really the Industrial Revolution.
Tractors.
The technological
revolution.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I think it's really, it's one of those words, when you really delve into it and use it, we don't have to have technology. I could spend the hour talking about tractors and balers and corn planters.
You'd have to spend the hour talking, because I don't know that any of us would have anything to add.
All right, well, I don't know that I have anything to add about technology, but we haven't gotten a comment from you about the I-7 since it was announced last week, so I thought it would be appropriate as you get started with this for you to overview from your perspective. Both Richie and Victoria have talked not ad nauseum, because it's something that's really on people's minds, but I wonder if you have takeaway from it that might be different than what all of us have taken away from it to this point.
Well, I think the interesting thing about this phone is that what it really is a camera, a really great camera that makes phone calls, sends emails, gets texts, and allows you to get on Facebook. I mean, Tim Cook said in his keynote that for many people, and I think this will be true, for many people, this will be the best camera they've ever owned. And I think that's smart. I mean, a lot of people, especially younger generations, the camera is perhaps the number one thing they do with their phone in relationship to sending photos through social media and things like that. And by focusing on the camera and doing the things they've done, by the way, also giving huge advantages to people like me. I cannot hold a phone still for the life of me to take a picture, and it appears
me
that this
either.
Will... Yeah, so...
Thank you.
But I think this phone will help us too, because it will counteract our, you know, non-steady hands. I think it was a smart move. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the cameras perform, especially the one in the larger iPhone. And I have to tell you, if it's as good as it looks, I would consider buying my first ever iPhone. I've never had one. I've only been an
Android. What do you use now? What do you have? What kind of phone?
I have a non-exploding Samsung Galaxy.
So yours is the same as mine. I have a same model. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean,
use it, but
Apple needs to find ways to set itself apart from A, Android, and B, Samsung.
I thought it was the other way around. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I thought that Apple and the iPhone set the standard, and the others needing to have the same sort of tools needed to separate them.
The Apple, Samsung is kind of like the Japanese to the Americans, where Apple creates it, and then Samsung and Android take it and go, okay, let's make this a little bit better.
Or different.
And they improve upon it. So Apple really creates all of these ideas. And then the other ones go, okay, we're going to improve upon that. And that's where they've gotten their following.
Well, and the truth
way
is,
more
other
people,
than...
way more people use Android than iPhone, which absolutely is when you it sometimes feels like more people have an iPhone than Android, but it's really the other way around by a staggering amount.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right, because there's only one company that makes the iPhone, and there's probably 1,000 companies that make Android phones. Mm-hmm. So,
really?
So when you consistently see one phone over and over again, it will be an iPhone. But then the second most common phones you will see are from Samsung, but there are many, many other manufacturers, maybe not 1,000.
But none of the individual Android phones rival the amount of iPhones out there.
But Samsung outsells Apple because they have multiple models.
Right.
And what's interesting is that before the Note 7 began exploding, many reviewers said it was the best smartphone ever made.
So what happened?
They did have high hopes for it, yeah.
That simple thing. What in the world is happening? I think we ought to try to explain to people who have them or are looking for them or want one of them. It pretty much wiped out the entire... I mean, people saw that when they first came out, and nobody's buying them now. They've, I think, withdrawn
you
them.
You can't buy one.
Okay,
so if you get one now, it might be worth something. Just don't take it out of the box.
Turn it on. Don't
plug it in.
Yeah.
So they've recalled 2.5 million phones. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is, if you thought... They say it's a battery problem, so why aren't they just changing the batteries?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the 787 had battery problems when it first got to the skies. No, 787 is a Boeing
the plane.
Airplane, yeah. And so one wonders...
Sorry for
switching midstream there.
Actually, there is. International Harvester has a 787.
What is Aleppo? Like I just had an Aleppo moment there.
All right. But to track this, batteries are being asked. Look at all the focus on the Tesla and the battery development there.
Yes.
Are we trying to do too much with batteries too quickly?
No. Battery technology should be one of the most studied and worked on technologies that there is out there.
We should be.
Yes.
Well,
absolutely.
I think you're both right.
Elon Musk is definitely putting his efforts into it. Yes.
Yes. So the big the problem here are lithium ion batteries, or the cells in the batteries. And on one hand, yes, we should push as hard and as fast as we can. At the same time, we also have to recognize that if we push too fast, what we get are people burning their ears while talking on their phones, or having their houses burned down, or their cars burned down. But we also forget that, this problem's been around a long time. In 2006, you may recall as I say it, Dell had a bunch of laptops that were exploding because of the batteries.
Oh, right, yeah.
Same battery technology. Clearly the technology has advanced greatly in 10 years, but essentially where the problem comes in is that we're asking these batteries to do more and more work. Now we're talking physics here. More and more work in a smaller and smaller space, and so the batteries are getting smaller, they're packed in extremely tightly, and it's very hard to get air in there, so all of this is really, frankly, probably the biggest challenge in the world of technology today. How do we make the battery smaller while asking it to do more without creating so much heat that it melts everything around it, or ultimately melts your ear off? That's what we're seeing today.
And the new iPhone 7, I think, also has an extended battery life, right?
It does.
That's another big feature.
Right. That's right.
But that's one of the reasons they got rid of the headphone jack. They said so we can have more battery space and space for another speaker.
Hmm. Yeah, I think the headphone jack it's a whole other raging debate. I mean, on one hand, it gave them more space. It, I think, made it easier for them to make the phone water and dust resistant.
Right.
But I think there's some real downsides to that, too. And I would say before you buy an iPhone 7, make sure the loss of that port is not going to be a problem for you. It is going to be a challenge for some people.
Well, I said that
it's expensive to overcome it.
I thought it was going to be at the expense of radio, frankly. People listen on their device to the radio. That's the first thought that came to my mind.
Well, but, I mean, people just need to find a different way. Almost everyone who has an iPhone listens. They're either listening on the phone, they're listening to music, they're listening to podcasts. They're going to find another way to listen. It's just not going to be those standard earbuds, or at least not by adding an adapter.
I'm very happy that they got rid of those earbuds because, well, now, I don't like being tethered to my iPhone.
Me too.
So happy about being wireless. However, the earbuds, the AirPods, the new AirPods that they've designed, I just don't understand how they're going to stay in your ear.
My dog,
and I don't want to pay $150 for them.
Yeah. And my dog looked at those and said,
yes. Tasty.
Snack.
So, Doug.
Yeah, Richie.
Looks like the word technology did not really exist until the second industrial revolution in the early 1900s in the 20th century.
Yeah.
And before that, it was the word technique and it was a German word, and it was used mostly for art. So the word technology has not been around for 200 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's an industrial revolution.
It's an industrial revolution term. Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
And by the way, when you guys are trying to take pictures with your phones, keep your elbows in at your sides, and that'll help you stabilize them.
Oh, thank you for that.
I like doing tricep extensions.
Exactly.
All right, 45 past the hour on Tech Talk time.
Sweep the garden. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there lived a great Zen master who said, in Zen, there are just two things to do. Meditate and sweep the garden. And it doesn't matter how big the garden is. I like that idea. Look, meditation is an exercise for the brain. It's something I advocate you doing in whatever capacity works best for you. And sweeping the garden of the world? Well, I think there's a lot for all of us to do, but if we can work together, we'll likely get it done much more efficiently. But at the end of the day, you can only control yourself. So, sweep the garden all around you. Sweep as much as you can. Do what you have to do, because you are responsible for your actions alone. And there's a lot of sweeping you can do. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability to seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your pension, Social Security check, or bank account. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call 800-245-4384 and talk with our professional team to get your free and confidential evaluation. Special programs are available to resolve your IRS debt and give you the second chance and fresh start you're entitled to and deserve. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. You need help. You need a team that's on your side. Experts who will work with the IRS to stop the threatening letters, negotiate a resolution, and make the nightmare go away. We have helped thousands. Let us help you. Call now for your free and confidential evaluation. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen. Instant 2916 exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline, meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Okay, so let me get to something that is, I believe, as we get closer to Christmas. Ooh, wash my mouth out with soap.
Ugh.
The National Retail Federation suggesting technology trends are going to be robotic this year. Lots of robots for Christmas. Yes?
Could be.
Sure.
I would have thought drone-ish, but
let's see.
I would say Alexa and things like that, automation, home automation things, will be huge this year.
All right, Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, the author of White House Confidential, here with Victoria and Rich at 10 minutes before the hour.
A
attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Tech Talk, is that it?
I've been so confused by Richie playing the wrong stuff. I don't remember what the right stuff is anymore.
I've trained you to expect the wrong song.
Yes, thank you. 53. You've trained me for lots of things over the years. 53 past the hour. It is Tech Talk time. Instagram is changing filters for the iPhone 7. Yeah, the iPhone 7 is still making technical news. And LinkedIn is going to start a dating service. Maybe. All right, stand by for information on those two items just a moment here.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right. Let's get started with LinkedIn first here at 55 past the hour. When I saw this headline, I said to Victoria and Rich, oh, they're going to start a dating service at LinkedIn. And that isn't the case here. But
it is a good idea.
It's a great idea. They're absolutely right. Built for it.
So when you search for a woman's name on LinkedIn, I belong to LinkedIn, but I never use it. I don't even know how it works, actually. Somebody signed me up and okay, so I'm there, but so what? It's a very active community of business people. I'm not sure if it does what it says it's going to do, but I know someone who used it to find somebody that I needed to get to recently, and it seemed to work. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon,
right?
In a manner of speaking. All right, so what about LinkedIn's bias? That's really what this is about, gender bias, right?
Yeah, it's the Seattle Times did an investigation last week, and it found out that LinkedIn's search function has a very odd gender bias, and it turns out when you search for a woman's name, it will suggest the man's name instead. So if you search for a woman named Stephanie Williams, it will tell you, don't you mean Stephen Williams? Mm-hmm. And it does this for a lot of really common names. Andrea gets switched to Andrew, Michaela gets switched to Michael, Danielle gets switched to Daniel, and so forth. So once the Seattle Times brought this to the attention of LinkedIn, and of course at the same time published the investigation, LinkedIn kind of, they said that they do not have a gender bias in their algorithm, but yet they've also just changed their algorithm. So now it no longer suggests any names. Hmm. So now if you type in a woman's name, Stephanie Williams, you're going to find a million Stephanie Williams instead. So you know, it is odd that it did that from the beginning.
This reminds me of the same stuff that we were talking about with regard to the Olympics and in general, mm-hmm. The bias that there is toward men instead of women or equality. This is what gets people who look at these things crazy and with legitimacy.
But why? Okay. What was the purpose of this algorithm that suggested that? I can't imagine what
it's just,
there may not be
any other point to it other than just a bias brought about by someone's background and being preferential to men instead of women.
No, coders don't think like that.
Yeah.
Coders are...
They may think about the people who signed up for LinkedIn, the users.
They did it for a
users.
Reason, but I can't understand what the reason might have been.
I'm trying to tell you, but you...
Well, I think the reason was when LinkedIn started, they didn't think that maybe a lot of women would use the service, or they thought that it would... Yeah, it's just this was obviously not considering that women in business would want to... Maybe they think women are more social and that they'll find each other on Facebook instead. I mean, obviously there is a gender bias here on some level.
All right, Instagram announcing it'll be changing its filters on the iPhone 7 to better accommodate the big changes. What does that mean for people who are signed up like we are, Instagram.com/DJV show. What does that mean to anybody who's using Instagram?
Well, it's really interesting that the iPhone 7, people don't have they don't have the new phone in their hands yet, but Instagram is really trying hard to kiss up to iPhone users. Mm-hmm. And the new iPhone 7, the 7 Plus, has the dual camera, which Rich was telling us about last week. He was enthusiastic about the optical zoom and the digital zoom, and it's just a better functionality. And so now with a better improved camera, Instagram wants you to have better filters. So they are custom making their Instagram filters just for iPhone 7.
Is it Christmas already? I missed that on the calendar?
Ding dong.
Christmas. All right, 59 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.